It's high season for agriculture in Alaska, and local produce is abundant. But the operators of One Fairbanks farm are concerned with more than growing healthy food. As KUAC's Laurel Price reports, they're also teaching kids about gardening and giving teenagers meaningful summer work.
Calypso Farm is tucked away in the hills near the southwestern slope of Ester Dome, just outside of Fairbanks. During most morning harvests, you can hear the typical sounds of a farm merge with laughter and lively discussion as the staff and volunteers sort through the fresh pickings. Calypso is a CSA farm. CSA stands either for Community Shared or Community Supported Agriculture. Here, Calypso Farm Director Susan Wilsrud gave me the rundown.
The basic gist is that people pay at the beginning of the season for a share of the harvest. They invest in the farm, and then they get a weekly share of produce throughout the season.
There are currently 6 CSA farm operations in Fairbanks, and more demand than they can handle. Some farms focus on production, but Calypso's a nonprofit educational farm. So besides tending their own crops and providing food for the community, they also aim at cultivating interest in gardening.
Our goal is not to feed Fairbanks. Our goal is to promote local agriculture.
That's Tom Zimmer, Calypso Ecology Director. He says as part of their effort, Calypso supports other local farms that want to adopt a CSA-style program, and they hold workshops on gardening and farming techniques for people interested in starting family gardens. But a big part of Calypso's agricultural campaign is getting kids of all ages interested in growing their own food. Susan Wilsrud said Calypso approached schools 4 years ago about starting their own gardens, but there was a problem.
There's so many benefits, but the biggest question and stumbling block is always who's going to take care of it in the summer. Teachers are off, and then it's this burden. It becomes a burden to the school, a burden to the school district to have this unmaintained garden that fails.
Wilsrud says some school districts have the luxury of hiring full-time staff over the summer to maintain the gardens, but most can't foot the bill. The folks at Calypso realized using a CSA model with school gardens could keep them going in the summer while providing fresh produce for the community. Instead of hiring professional gardeners, Calypso trains and hires high schoolers to maintain the gardens and grow enough food for several families. The teens receive monthly wages in addition to shares of the harvest.
So now we've got, Effie Cochran was our first school garden. Now we've got a second one that's functioning as a CSA at Pearl Creek. And then Wood River, Hunter, and West Valley are all in different phases of moving towards that.
Calypso not only helps the schools build their gardens and maintain them during the summer, they also help teachers integrate garden activities into their regular lesson plans. Calypso offers a teacher's reference book called The Living Classroom Manual that's filled with methods and suggestions for using the garden to facilitate math, science, and even language lessons for various grade levels. Teachers also bring their classes on field trips to Calypso Farm, where the kids are put to work in the field.
Our short-term field trips, you know, just kids who come for a day and work, for the most part, they're really excited about anything. Sometimes things that we wouldn't think they'd be, like moving logs and building compost piles.
With a program that has kids of all ages working to feed their community while learning about nutrition and having fun, and all at relatively low expense, Calypso hopes the success in Fairbanks will plant the seed for other schools to adopt similar CSA garden programs. And it might not be that long before school cafeterias are serving food harvested by their own students. And kids are less likely to complain about eating vegetables when they're the ones who grew them. This is Laurel Price in Fairbanks.